Offal Cara Hospital have found that there has been serious disruption to respite services there. People who would regularly use that service are now not being able to have access to it in some occasions. And we have it confirmed from the HSE that they're reviewing this on a weekly basis, and they're trying to deal with the more urgent cases where family may be travelling on holidays and want to ensure that a person that they're caring for has respite access. But that access cannot be guaranteed at the minute because of a chronic shortage of staffing within the hospital, where there is 3 permanent positions vacant that haven't been recruited at this point in time, and then a number of other vacancies because of routine annual leave or sickness leave, and that's causing serious disruption to individuals who would normally avail of the respite services there in Offal Cara Hospital.
And one of the other things that you have mentioned as well is that they are experiencing issues as it relates to recruiting staff. So what is the solution here?
Yeah, well, I think like one of the things we do know is that there is a huge difficulty nationally in terms of recruitment of staff, and that's probably more pronounced in Donegal in a peripheral area. I know from the HSE locally that all 3 positions have been sanctioned, which means that there's no issue in terms of having them the money released for them, and they're with the National Recruitment Agency for an expression of interest. So what we're calling for the government and indeed the HSE officials is to redouble their efforts in relation to this. So not only do we have those 3 permanent positions that are vacant, as I said, but there are normal vacancies at this time of the year, which is exasperating the problem. And this is the time when, you know, many families do need the break. Many families have scheduled and carers have scheduled, you know, time with their own families or a weekend away or a break away as we come into the better weather. And they expected that the service would be there, and that service should be there for them. Now, I do know that, you know, officials on the ground are trying to do their best for these individuals, but it's simply not working. And it's another example of how our health system is breaking down bit by bit. So I am calling on the Minister and HSE officials to redouble their efforts and to deal with this crisis that's going on in terms of recruitment of nursing staff.